Woo! Please let's have a seat. Please let's have a seat. Amen. Oh my God, that was short, sharp, punchy. Woo! What was I supposed to come and do? Let's share the grace. Whoa! Thank you, Lord. Yes. Sensitivity to divine instructions. Let's sit and bring the storms. We will shock him. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful morning. Blessed morning designed from the foundations of the world. And someone here is on appointment with destiny. The day Jesus was baptized at the River Jordan, he was not the only one that was baptized. But when I read the record, I see that he was the only one that is recorded to have gone into that water praying. There was expectation. The prophecies had been there. But he sensed this was the time. So when John the Baptist said, no way, I'm not going to baptize, he said, you must baptize me. You must baptize me. Something is waiting for that baptism. Destiny is waiting for that baptism. So there's someone there today for you. Maybe everybody has came to a service or came to the convention, but for you, it's baptism. It's the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. The opening of a new chapter. When Jesus went after that, you know, when they said he went into Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Okay? And his fame went abroad. Then he went into the synagogue. They gave him the scroll. He read it. Then everybody began to look at him. They forgot the priest. They began to look at him. Because they said as his custom was, he went to the synagogue. So he had been going there before. I think he had been doing Bible reading before. But that day, there was something different. So they were looking at him. So he said, exactly. It's called anointing. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. It's no longer prophecy. And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Message Bible says that the word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. Hallelujah. You are prophecy becoming flesh. Coming into the neighborhood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, happy anniversary once again. Happy anniversary to the servants of God and to all high flyers. Isaiah 37:30. This shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year such as grows of itself, and the second year what springs from the same. Also, in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. So what I see is the first 2 years for planting, sowing. Okay? Eating old harvests that we found around. But in the third year, the peculiar investments of God in this ministry will begin to bear fruit. The process in the kingdom is taking root downward and then bearing fruit upward. So we've been taking root downward. The fruits are showing forth now. The peculiar fruits of this ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. So watch out for powerful testimonies bursting forth from this ministry. Remember again, there is governmental grace on this church. It's a governmental church. It's a governmental church. It's a church where everyone that is accurately positioned will take of the anointing from this house. The apostolic grace on this house go into the business world, go into government, go into ministry, and do big things. Unstoppable. Trampling over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. See, so people will go forth from here and they will be the manifestation of the servant of God right there in the business world. Same spirit, same proofs, same results in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, say a good amen.
Amen.
All right, so thank you for dragging me here. This is more than an invitation. It's dragging. So we'll continue from where we stopped last night. Isaiah 40:29-31, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be wearied, young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We'll share briefly this morning on leading with vision. Leading with vision. This season, nobodies are becoming somebodies. You heard that earlier. The eagle is a peculiar bird. The eagle is a peculiar bird. There's a reason why God will go look, decide to use the eagle to describe the believer. The eagle is a source of amazement to man. So I've watched loads and loads of videos about the eagle. The way it glides through the air is a source of amazement because it doesn't struggle like other birds. And it moves elegantly, you know, through the sky. So heaven is making you distinct. One of the things peculiar about the eagle is that you don't see five eagles flying together. Eagles don't flock. You see them one at a time. Eagles don't flock. Okay, they're just in a class all by themselves. So there's someone here that God is pulling out from the crowd. Whatever it is that God designed about your destiny that is different, this season it will show up. Heaven will make you distinct. And you will be a source of amazement to many. Because you will be thriving in the midst of chaos. So God said he is sending us winds and said I should prepare us to not waste those winds. Because when they show up, you will need to look at them with spiritual eyes to recognize them for what they are. Other birds run away from the storm. The eagle dives into the storm. The eagle is fearless. Is not afraid of challenges. The eagle is fearless. The eagle has courage. I saw this picture on the... Somebody that I follow on Twitter retweeted one tweet in the course of the week by EFCC. You know, it was the picture of an eagle. And a snake. You know, they were riding on the story of the person that said snake swallowed 36 millionaire. And the symbol of EFCC is the eagle. So the eagle put the two legs on the snake. You know, so they said the eagle is not afraid of snakes that swallow money. Truly, one of those peculiar things I notice about the eagle is that it attacks snakes, takes on the snake, chops the head off, and eats it. The eagle is not afraid, fearless. So, the Holy Spirit said he's going to be giving us visions, dreams, instructions to take on big goals. What people run away from, the ego runs towards. Everybody ran away from Goliath 40 days. David ran towards Goliath. Goliath was so angry. He said, am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks and with a stone? And Goliath and the Philistine cursed him by his God and angrily began to move towards David. The Bible says, and David ran towards Goliath. Amazing. What trained soldiers ran away from for 40 days? David ran towards it. Goliath was a problem for Israel, but Goliath was an opportunity for David. Nigeria's problems have become your own opportunities. That's the word coming now. Everything is failing. There's chaos everywhere. But that chaos is for us if we recognize it. So David took Goliath out and gained national stardom. Just one. So you don't need to do everything. This year, your life is going to be strategic. You don't have to make every move. You will just make the right move under the instruction of the Spirit of God. You will get big results. That's how it has worked for me. So when the results show up, people think you are very smart. They think you are very smart. You know, and then some people say, you are so humble, you are so simple. I said, what else would I have? So you want me to be posing as if I did something? I wish I was as smart as that. But my own business is to wait. Because the eagle waits for the wind. Waits for the wind. And dives into the right one. That's all. And then just does like this. And then say, it's amazing. You don't even run around. You know, you are calm. You know, you are so calm and everything is just, I covet this grace. It's not difficult. Position yourself accurately. I said, I want to do only work that has been finished from the foundation of the world. This thing was designed to function on the platform of grace. I don't want to struggle. By the grace of God, I am what I am. That's it. You can't be your best outside of God's grace. Your peculiarity cannot come out outside of God's grace. And when they perceived the grace that was given to Barnabas and myself, they gave us the right hand of fellowship. He said, for he, that's Galatians chapter 2, verses 7 to 9, for he that worked effectively in Cephas, apostleship to the circumcision, also worked effectively in me, apostleship to the uncircumcision. That's it. Anytime Peter preached to the Jews, he got amazing results. His best results showed up with the Jews. Day of Pentecost, 3,000. The healing of the man by the gate, by the beautiful gate, 5,000. That's Peter. Paul. My own doesn't work with Jews. My own works with Gentiles. Eh? I find it very amazing, that combination. Because when you read Romans 9 and 10, Paul confesses the body, the passion that he had for his brethren, the Jews. He said, I wish that I was even accursed so that Israel might be saved. Thank you. But you are not sent to them. Any city that Paul entered, the first place he would go, see, Jewish synagogue. He will preach. Then they will beat him. Then he will now go to his correct customers. So I just came to tell someone here today, they have beaten you enough. And they have beaten you enough. Find your place. Amen. This season, heaven will make you distinct. Amen. The thing that makes you different, the thing that will announce you, heaven will help you to locate it. Amen. We heard earlier this morning, other birds flap. Other birds fly. The eagle soars. For someone, the days of struggling are over forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. The big goals that heaven is bringing for us will come with big challenges. You know, come with big threatening financial, this, that, 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 nothing. They're just to give us testimonies. They're just to give us testimonies. I was reading several years back a book written by President Trump and Robert Kiyosaki. It's titled, Why We Want You Rich. So, President Trump wrote there how he was chasing a project in New York, a massive development project, chasing it, one hiccup after the other, one hiccup after the other, one regulation after the other, 17 years before the project came to pass. So he asked the question, how many people do you know that can stay on the project for 17 years before they see it come to fruition? He added, that is why there are only few billionaires. I said, I underlined it. Yeah. See, the storms come to sort people out. Sort the high flyers from the low flyers. Woohoo! So because I know I came here today to prophesy to the next generation of billionaires in this country. I'm telling you, I'm speaking to a billionaire here today. I'm speaking to people that will build cities. People in the real estate industry that will build not just houses, but cities. I'm speaking to people that will manufacture vehicles. People that will own financial institutions. I'm speaking to people that will do massive things in ministry on a global dimension. So I just came to prepare someone. Amen. I'm not afraid of anything. There's nothing, any message, news I get from anywhere that bothers me. It's just another testimony in the making. 2 weeks ago, you know, I just got this email, you know, and found out I have an account in one country, in Europe, and they closed it. They had been threatening to close it. They said I should close it. I said, I won't close it. If you want to close it, let me see. So they shut it down, and I saw the emails, and I was out in the U.S., so I just bought tickets. I just got tickets straight and flew down. What is it? Let's go and face it. I said, I will go to the bank. Long and short, by the time I left, they reopened it. There's nothing. Anything Satan throws at me is just a testimony in the cooking. Testimony in the making. The things that will make other people cry. Why is my own like this? Nothing. Some people say, it's because of what has been happening in my family, ancestral causes. I said, wait, which family are you referring to? But the day you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you became part of another family. You got another ancestry. You say, hey. So it is up to you to define the ancestry you belong to. But you know, man's problem always starts from his identity. Because your sense of identity, who you think you are, is the foundation for everything else. If God's grace will work in your life, where it starts from is your identity. By the grace of God, I am what I am. So by the grace of God, because grace is getting what you don't deserve to get. So by the grace of God, I am whom I could never have become on my own. So I can never define myself by my human ancestry, by my natural ancestry. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, all things are become new. So me, I don't discuss ancestral curses with anybody. I discuss ancestral blessing. Ancestral blessing. Jesus doesn't have curses to pass to anybody. Only blessing. My Father in heaven does not have a father. So there's no ancestry. He is the ancestry. He is the ancestry. See, I'm speaking this morning to people that will shatter records. On this continent. A new class of men has arrived. On this continent, what they have never seen before. So this morning, I'm speaking from the perspective of leadership. Because we're going to provide direction. Not only for this nation, but for this continent and for the globe. If you believe it, say a good amen.